Conference muted.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. Today is Tuesday, January the 26th, and I'd like to thank every one of you for joining me here today and later on the recording. It is fabulous to have you here on the call, and I look forward to your questions and comments, as always. So here we go. We're going to dive right in. Oh, I didn't turn my backup recording on. We're going to dive right in. My name is Carla McNeil, and you have joined the terrific Tuesday teleclass. You have dialed into 218-862-7200, bridge 549-706. My name again is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And my direct phone is 877-767-7544. As always, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me both live here on the call and later on the recording. And if you are too shy to ask your questions online, pardon me, live, then please do send me an email or give me a buzz on the phone. I would really be happy to answer your questions, and I love your comments. It's absolutely fabulous. As always, I am looking for people who want to play in that team environment. They're ready to be coached, mentored, supported like you want to be supported, and mentored into achieving the life of your dreams. It really is a process. It's a 5-year process, and everyone can do it. It's just a matter of figuring out what's best for you. So thank you again very much for joining me today. And what I want to talk about is persistence. Really had a lesson in persistence this week. And I want to start with a quote from Barack Obama. "Making your mark on the world is hard. If it were easy, everybody would do it. But it's not. It takes patience, it takes commitment, and it comes with plenty of failure along the way. The real test is not whether you avoid this failure, because you won't. It's whether you let it harden or shame you into inaction, or whether you learn from it, whether you choose to persevere." So perseverance is the quality of being determined to do or to achieve something, to be firm in your purpose. His determination showed in his every movement. He is a man of purpose. And persistence is simply going up against your obstacles and your emotions and accomplishing your task no matter what the condition. We all have persistence in some form in our life. Some things we're better at than others. This week I have had a huge example in how persistence can pay off. I have been getting ready for my webinar on the social media, teaching baby boomers especially, how to use social media to find customers, clients, and leads online. And so, of course, in that, I've got to learn a few new skills. And I was using Camtasia software to create a kind of a little practice video. And I just wanted to combine a few of the different things that I knew would be required for the webinars. Well, it didn't work very well. And I had a terrible time with Camtasia in the beginning. And it, like anything new, you follow the directions, you go along, but I was missing a step. And that's what, in the Camtasia thing, that is what was wrong. I didn't realize that you had to produce the video into something else and then save it again, so you're actually saving it twice. And it took me quite a while to figure that piece out. So I got that part figured out, and I learned how to add music in the end and the beginning, and put the video that I'd made in the middle, and then I'm uploading it to YouTube, and it failed. So then I remember hearing something about someone saying different kinds of types of files makes a difference on YouTube. Okay, so I did the whole process again, and I went through and I uploaded, and it failed. Wouldn't upload. Now, I've uploaded videos before, but just straight video from my Panasonic camera and from the flip video, and I love the flip video. If you don't have a video camera yet and you're thinking of getting one, your first one's got to be a flip. They're just so easy to use. So there I was, second time. So then I learned my big lesson, and I Googled what it was that was going wrong, and I found a video online that showed me step by step exactly what I needed to do. And he talked about saving the file in a couple of different versions. So I saved my file in the first version that he talked about, did the whole thing all over again, and it didn't work. Wouldn't upload, failed. So then I went back one more time, and I saved it in the other format that he talked about, and it worked. Success! 27 hours, and I did sleep in there. I did sleep in there, but 27 hours was what it took me to go from creating that tiny, it's a two-minute video, 27 hours to get a two-minute video uploaded onto YouTube. Persistence pays off. So I immediately made another one, and I posted that one. And then the next morning, first thing I did was I made another one, and I posted that one. So I got three up there right away, because it's letting that knowledge sink in, letting it become automatic, remembering the steps. But persistence is not allowing anything to stop you from an activity once you start, unless it's something really severe. Like the dog and I. When we adopted our dog, Snorkel, 13 years ago next month, I picked the morning for walking. So I walk that dog every morning. That dog will be 13 next month, and she has been walked twice a day, just about every day of her life, except for when we're not here, and maybe 5-6 times where I have been too ill to walk the dog. That's it. Perseverance. Persistence. Where are you persistent in your life? Take a look at where you are persistent. Because like in dog walking, I know that I can do that every day. Now, there are lots of times I don't feel like it, but guess what? It doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. You do it anyway. So where are you persistent in your life? And where aren't you persistent that you want to be persistent? So take a look at the two. Decide what it is that you're doing and why you are motivated, why you are persistent in the area that you are. And then you'll be able to apply some of that knowledge over to the areas where you want to increase your persistence. Because every single no or failure that you get is a step towards a yes or a success. Like my Camtasia and YouTube story. Every single failure that I received, I learned a little something else, and I learned a little something else, and I learned a little something else, which led to success. Persistence means knowing when to keep on going, even after you've been told no. knowing when to take a good risk, knowing when your persistence will pay off for you. Because you know what? When you want something really bad, when you want something bad enough, you don't give up after one try. You just keep going. You're patient. You practice, you practice, you practice. Learning how to ride a bicycle. Learning how to operate your video camera. Learning how to operate your new telephone, your new iPhone. You keep persevering. You're patient and you practice, you practice, you practice. And then voila, you get what you achieve. You get what you set out to achieve. One of the things that I see people do that inhibits them from those successes, inhibits them from being able to practice the patience part of it, is beating themselves up over it. You know what? We're human beings. We all fail. We all get no's. Keep it light. Keep it fun. You know that you're going to get there when everything is working for you. Okay, so you failed a little bit here, but you learned this. And keep it light and keep it fun. Even during all of the whole Camtasia story a couple of days ago, I was still able to keep smiling. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to make this work. And keeping it light and keeping it fun makes it easier for you. You don't get as tense, you don't get as stressed, and it makes it easier just to keep going forward. So what can you do to actually keep moving forward? Number one thing that you can do is you can get rid of the emotions out of it. How many of you have ever felt like, oh, I just can't get this computer thing. I'm ready to throw my computer out the window. Well, it's not the computer's fault. It's just simply a matter of knowing what buttons to push and in what order. Because just like driving a car, if you were to expect the car to go and you hadn't put the key in the ignition and turned it, it's not going to work. So knowing that things proceed with the right order, in the right way, when to push the buttons, get the emotion out of it. Keep yourself in control. Practice that self-discipline. It's just a process. You're going to get it sooner or later when you persevere. So take the emotions out of it. Secondly, is to develop an appreciation. Develop an appreciation for that consistent behavior. Recognize within yourself that it's a good thing. Your business will grow when you are on that consistent trail of success. One little success, two little success, three little success. Develop the appreciation for those small successes that happen. Knowing that when you attain those little daily goals, they add up to weekly goals. Those weekly goals add up to success. Long term, those little tiny successes will equal your big goal, your big success long term, whatever it is that you're driving and striving for in your home-based business. Number three is learning how to make those tiny, small changes to achieve something big. Now, in my Camtasia, it made the difference of changing it from an AVI file to, oh, I don't remember what the second was, but then there was I think it was a Flash file that didn't work. But finally what worked was an MOV or an MVI or something like that. I can't remember. I would recognize it if I see it. You don't bet your darn tootins I would. But small, tiny changes. So all that was three little letters. That's all it was. But those small changes every day, every single day, contribute to achieving those larger goals. And they help develop that little trail of successes. So you look behind you and go, oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, yeah, I did that. I'm standing right here in my construction zone. And I can look around and I can go, oh, and I did that too. Oh, my goodness, there I was over there doing that. Tiny little successes each and every day. A real simple illustration is if you want to shed a few pounds, you can start just by drinking more water. Now, that might seem like a super-duper tiny little step, but by drinking more water, you can actually make significant changes. Not only will it assist you in filling yourself up and not feeling hungry, but it'll also help reduce the stress. Making those tiny, small changes can really bring about significant change. Number four, my favorite, and I did this really well the other day, is throw a party for yourself for every single success that you achieve. Give yourself a reward. Throw a party. Get enthused. Keep that enthusiasm moving forward as you get your goals, as your home-based business grows, as it develops, as you learn. Throw a party for yourself. I rewarded myself. I said, when this video gets uploaded onto YouTube and it's a success, I'm going to reward myself with an extra hour in the sewing room. And I started, and I got up into the sewing room, and I found a pattern that I really want to make, and I rewarded myself with something that I love to do. So throw a party for yourself. So there's four things here. Getting rid of the emotion, developing an appreciation, making small changes, and throwing a party for yourself. Four things that you can do to assist yourself in becoming more and more persistent towards your goals. A quote from Mary Kay Ash, "For every failure, there's an alternate course of action. You just have to find it. When you come to a roadblock, take a detour." That's an excellent quote. I love that quote. The other way you can look at it is, when a spaceship is heading towards the moon, it does not go in a straight line. It goes in a zigzag. Course correction, course correction, course correction. Taking those small steps every day, you're making course corrections. Oh, here, my cat's going to wake up and deciding to help me. Being persistent is very critical to your success. But how do you tell whether or not you're going from being very persistent to an obsession? It can sometimes be really difficult for people to see that in themselves. So one of the most important things that you can take a look at is, what are other people saying? If you are ignoring your loved ones, your family, your friends, and you don't spend any time with them, you don't interact with them, chances are it might be leading to an obsession. There's a few signals that you can look for in your personal life. Are you spending every waking moment thinking about one particular thing? It's an excellent question to ask yourself. Recognizing the danger signs of an obsession is just one way that you can keep yourself moving moving forward in your business. So being persistent with all of the different things that you need to do, and recognizing that you also have a life. Don't spend all your time on your business. That's what I mean, for those of you who have kids, I know that there's no way that you spend all your time on your business. You just can't when you have children. Just like with the pets, same thing. You can't spend all your time on your business. It gets you out, making sure that it doesn't become that obsession. So, in wrapping up for today's Terrific Tuesday teleclass, we have been talking about being persistent. Persistent in what you do as you build your business, as you move towards achieving the success and the goals that you're looking for. Persistence is simply going for your goal, going against your obstacles and your emotions, and accomplishing your task no matter what. Taking those detours, course correcting where you need to, and just keep going. So, holding on even when you feel like quitting. Disregarding your emotions. Keeping your goal in sight. Be persistent even when doing those small tasks. And being flexible. You got to be flexible in your achievement of your goal. Course correction. You keep going, keep changing, moving forward, keep moving forward, course correction. So we talked about four things: getting rid of the emotions, facing them, accepting them, moving them aside so that you can be self-disciplined and in control. Getting rid of the emotion out of the situation. Don't throw that computer out the window. Number two, developing an appreciation for the small successes that you achieve. And then you get to look at that awesome trail of successes that's behind you. Making those small changes contribute towards your larger goals. And you can do it. Make those small changes every single day. Throw a party for yourself. Celebrate those successes. Give yourself credit. Give yourself time to do something you love to do. And enjoy it while you're doing it. It is an awesome, awesome feeling when you achieve your goals, when you have those small successes. I just felt so absolutely awesome when I saw success and I was able to go to my YouTube account and see. There was the videos. So go ahead, go to Retire with Carla on YouTube, and you will see the three little butterfly networking videos that I put up, and they're just about articles. It was just me practicing and learning how to do a new thing, but of course I wanted to make use of it, right? Go to Butterfly Networking, and you will see some of the types of articles that I'm putting out online. You'll also be able to sign up for the free 30 days of one email per day that teaches you step by step how to use social media, how to get yourself set up on social media so that you can start building a presence online, so that you can find customers, clients, and leads online. I got so frustrated in the beginning of not being able to find places to go to get the step-by-step instructions. I'm a baby boomer. I needed them. I needed those step-by-step instructions where hopefully I haven't missed a tiny little step like my MOV and my FLA and the AVI dot extensions. So go to butterflynetworking.com, BUTTERFLY networking.com and stick in your name there and your email, and those emails will start coming automatically out to you, and you can build that presence online so that you can build your business, so that your business will flourish and grow. Because the internet can also help you find local clients, local customers. Thank you very, very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I really do appreciate you joining me both live and on the recording. And thank you very, very much for letting your friends and family know about the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And please feel free to forward it to anyone who you believe might be interested in building their business and learning how to build their business online. So thank you very much, and I look forward to chatting with you on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass.